This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
And with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You can find the lists every week as we repeat the goodness of our programming. You'll find the list at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. The list includes 10 stories and 10 people's names. And Michael Harrison is here right now. Believe it or not, folks, Michael Harrison himself is here to go through the lists which he and his people put together. Can you imagine how fortunate we are to have Michael Harrison in our midst to go through this list? Wow.
You mock me.
What?
I said you mock me.
No! Never in a hundred.
Am I really that wonderful?
You are.
Oh,
yes, I've checked with Bernadette, and she tells me that every time I talk to her,
I'm sure you're wonderful.
Yes.
All right, number 10, we have sports and Aaron Judge's homers.
You know what's so refreshing about this? I'm not a sports fan, but it's so refreshing to see a sports story on the countdown list. That's just like it's manna from heaven.
Well, this is a major deal. I mean,
yeah, it is. Yeah.
Home run records. I mean, the reason it's on the countdown is because it's being talked about beyond sports talk radio.
Right.
It's being talked about on news talk radio, which is the basis upon which we draw this information. Basically, stations that are like the ones that the folks are listening to right now. And that's the case. So it's an interesting story too, because it involves changing mores and drugs and all kinds of things. It's really a juicy story.
Yep.
At number nine we have race relations, LGBTQ rights, and abortion. All three strung along together under the banner of civil rights. At number eight, COVID-19 and health concerns. At number seven, immigration, and that's tied with concern over fentanyl importation. And that's tied to immigration.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Coming in from Mexico and coming into Mexico from China.
Good God, these people are just trying to...
It's killing people.
Ruining.
It's one of the leading causes of death among people in their early 20s, late teens. Terrible. At number six, crime and violence. At number five, Hurricane Ian, climate change, and the environment. And as we're talking, Hurricane Ian is still a hurricane. It became a tropical storm when it took a trip across Florida, and then it hit the Atlantic Ocean and heading towards South Carolina and points north. Trump legal issues. That's a whole Encyclopedia Britannica. You could get a degree in law just following Trump's legal issues at number four. Yeah. Politics and the forthcoming midterm elections at number three. The economy at number two. And number one this week, the Russia-Ukraine war, tied with a Baltic Sea gas leak, tied with foreign affairs.
I declare we own that property, even though we don't. The thing about the Russian situation, which is one of the amazing stories of modern times, is how the traffic jams, pretty much every major artery leaving the country, is plugged with people who are trying to get out of Russia before they get conscripted. You saw that the border between Finland and Russia was closed because the Russians are like by the hundreds and thousands going into Finland because they don't, you know, for obvious reasons, want to become cannon fodder. It's pretty amazing, actually, to see what's going on with this.
Yeah, and it's hard to understand it because the news is so sketchy.
The news is bad.
Yeah, it's very hard to... It's really hard to know what it's like on the street.
What's the hardest, though, Michael, to understand is how Putin still has power in Russia, how he still is in charge. That's more a reflection not only on the Russians themselves, but on the international community. It's disgraceful. that this is going on.
Well, it's hard to get somebody out of power when
it isn't. You send a bunch of Delta Force guys over with a bunch of guns and you shoot the guy. That's not difficult to do at all. We've done it. The history of our country is loaded with those sort of incidents where you've had enough, or you send the CIA in to bump somebody off. Come on. If they wanted to do it, they would do it. There's something else that is more afoot here. And maybe the cowardly leadership of most countries in the world, maybe that's it. But yeah, if they wanted to get rid of this guy, he'd be long gone. Long gone. And I think it's hard when you read between the lines to not come up with that conclusion, don't you think?
I understand what you're saying. I don't know whether or not it's that cut and dried.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly would not advocate that.
What, bumping off Putin?
No, I would never advocate that.
Really?
Certainly not publicly. No, I wouldn't publicly advocate bumping off anybody. I mean, maybe in the case of Osama bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
Something of that nature. But even that takes us into the realm of where the principles of civility and if there's any rules of war left, diplomacy and international relations, that's where they sort of break down. But when those things start breaking down, it opens the door to a kind of chaos that...
they have broken down and there is chaos.
Yeah, there is. But the chaos that we have right now could be considered quite minor compared to the potential of the chaos that could follow.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just back up a second without debating whether Putin should be bumped off. You asked a provocative question. How is it that somebody like Putin can remain in power? And what we see, you know, when we hear people talking about we've got to protect our democracy, when you don't have a democracy, when that very precious, fragile thing known as freedom and democracy breaks down, and a junta or a cabal or a mob or a dictator gets control of the basic processes of a country, the media, the military, the businesses, the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to unseat that.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Yeah.
Power on that scale is such a nebulous thing.
Yeah.
You know, if they knocked him off, there's nothing saying that those around him who would take over might not be worse.
Yeah.
I just approach it with a little bit more of a measured response. But what you're saying is certainly interesting.
On the minds of some.
Well,
yeah. It's interesting because this week the Epoch Times carried a story about the rumor that the leader of China was under house arrest. Whether, I don't even know if they said it wasn't true, but how do you know what really to believe? The Chinese government said it wasn't true.
House arrest is something that, you and I are under house arrest. We can't leave our houses right now until the show's over. I mean, what is house arrest?
You're getting
mean?
Here. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it was very interesting. You said the Epoch Times has run a story about a rumor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The story is that there's a rumor.
Yes.
As opposed to...
Correct.
There's a rumor.
The story. It's like social media. That becomes the headline. Social media stories say...
Yeah.
That's
sources report.
Yeah. Right. I could have made that up and get traction.
Yeah.
I don't like the Chinese leader, so I'll make up a story. He's under house arrest.
Well, that's what goes on. We cherry-pick and reaffirm half-baked dumb ideas.
Right. Well, it's not half-baked, nor is it dumb, but it's...
Well, I mean, come on. You know, I seriously doubt he's under house arrest.
Yes.
I just seriously doubt it.
Now that
we've talked about it, there will be people who say, hey, I heard him.
Why'd you hear that? Hey,
I heard
the
on the
Chinese
radio
leader,
Xi Jinping is under house arrest.
Uh-huh.
You know,
you
so what do you want to do now? You want the people list, or do you want to talk
sure,
about your nose or something?
No, my nose is fine, thank you.
Okay, here we go.
Bad early this week, but I'm glad you were aware of it, and it's much better now. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Number 10 on the people list.
Number 10 is Aaron Judge, the aforementioned New York Yankee slugger. I love the word slugger. He's a slugger.
Right.
And then we have a man whose first name I've never known how to pronounce, Hare or Jare. I have connections down in Brazil, and none of them know how to say his name. They just call him Bolsonaro.
Right.
Bolsonaro, pig. in Portuguese. At number eight, Mitch McConnell and Ted Cruz. At number seven, Jerome Powell. I love the race in Pennsylvania. I'm glad I don't live there. John Fetterman versus Dr.
It's sad, though. You know,
Mehmet Oz.
It's very sad. Because Oz has turned out to not be what you thought he was going to be, what you hoped he would be. And Fetterman is not, you know, who am I to say this, but I honestly, I couldn't vote for the guy because he can't do anything. He's incapacitated. So it begs the question, how is this guy the best choice for senator for the Democratic Party? And it isn't about... It's about reality. He's had a stroke. He can't speak. He can't hear. He can't move. So how would that person be able to perform the duties of a senator, even in the modern progressive world in which we live? It's got to be a question, right?
Mm. Frankly, I'm not that up to date on exactly his health at the moment. I haven't seen him speaking. Is he really that incapacitated?
Yeah. What Oz offered to give him some sort of, because he can't hear, and he communicates by writing sometimes, but Oz offered to give him some device that would allow him to hear if they were able to have a debate. But what does that say about the status of... You know, and I'm not trying to sound like I hope I don't sound like a jerk. I just think that it's, how could he serve is the question that I would ask. And I haven't heard a good answer yet from anybody. All right?
I will look into it, and I'll call you later this week and tell
you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Ron DeSantis is at number five. He's now asking for help from the government for his state.
Right.
When he was a congressman, he was against the government helping the victims of Hurricane Sandy. Now he's a governor and he wants help from Biden. Yeah. And number four, Kamala Harris, the greatest vice president we've ever had.
Really?
She's running around the world looking at things through binoculars at the moment.
All right, hold on just a second. We have to pause. We'll continue the list in a moment here.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
Is there a calculator that can't compute in your kitchen drawer? Recycle it at Staples. A shredder that won't shred under your bed? Or a collection of cables cluttering up your closet? Recycle them now at Staples. Move Staples Free Tech Take Back. We'll recycle your old tech free. Plus, rewards members get $5 back in rewards. So if you have modems, mice, and mobile phones making a mess of your home, recycle them now at Staples. Limit one reward per month. Redeemable in store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/recycling for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere.
square, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And this portion of the countdown brought to you by O'Reilly. We could sing a chorus of this, Michael, like we do the Gun Hill Road songs that are here. They capture our attention. And this, the O'Reilly jingle does that as well. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Do not compromise your visibility with streaks and smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. The professional parts people help you navigate their wide selection. You can find just the right wiper blade there for your car. They'll even install your wiper blades free. See better, drive safer. New wiper blades are at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, Michael, let's sing it together. O'Reilly.
How come, how come you didn't have a real jingle to go with that blurb?
Because James Collins, who's at the is asleep at the controls in our main studio in Dallas.
That's the actual
untrue, but reason. I will get it next time, I promise.
Okay.
Well, really? I mean, I touched upon... jingles are amazing to me.
They are.
They're the most unnatural thing in the world, and yet they're plausible, and people buy into it, including me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know. Well, listen, music and a movie, or a television show that has music. Can you imagine in the height of a shootout, the gunfight at the OK Corral, there's somebody in an orchestra playing music while they're shooting at each other?
What a great point you're making. And we accept music, we accept the soundtrack as real when we're watching a movie or a TV show.
Yeah.
And the music is a directorial tool to set the scene.
Yeah.
You could tell by the
suspense.
Fun. And, you know, it's actually plausible. It's so, they call that the suspension of disbelief,
mm-hmm.
that you give yourself over and you believe things that are absolutely implausible, whether it's listening to a radio station jingle, like, where do these people come from? Why are they singing call letters?
Yeah. Why are they singing the theme to the talk radio countdown?
Yeah, who are these people? Where do you keep them? I've never seen them. And who's that guy that goes talking about the topics from coast to coast? Where'd you get that guy?
That's Ben Parker. He does a lot of voiceover work, and you can hear him on lots of commercials and actually following lots of jingles just like that. The talk radio countdown! And then, no, it's time. Yeah, you're right.
We got it. Okay. Can we get back to the people list? Because we didn't finish it. We are on the lovely and talented Harris. Kamala Harris
right. is number four. Yeah. And basically,
she's declared that the Koreans are our best friend.
She's somewhere there doing that.
Yes.
And at number three, Donald Trump. At number two, Vladimir Putin. I don't know. Donald Trump has an interesting way of getting through.
Oh, yeah.
he's pretty amazing.
It is.
And number one is Joe Biden.
All right, so with Trump, number three on the list, and you know his number four on the story list, number three on the people list. So he requested that a judge appoint a special master in the probe into his hoarding of government documents. And apparently, although it looked like he won that battle for a while, apparently that's short-lived because now there's another judge who says something else. Yeah, this is stalling tactic, and he's very good at that. I mean, this guy, you got to hear this guy talk about Teflon. Woo! Wow. Huh?
It's amazing.
It really is. Yeah, it really is. Anyway, it looks like it's going to be a big backfire, but, you know, he'll come out with, then there's something else that he'll come up with. It's like he must lay awake at night coming up with these things, and they seem to work, at least for a while. More coming up, as you know, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 28 past the hour. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. One of the things that's so great is the various things that can help you as you're going through the process, like the weight loss guide that you have, all the tips and information, because everybody's body is different.
Exactly. And, you know, you're right. If you go on our website, we've got a resources tab you can click on, and we've got a ton of completely free, 100% free resources. Like Doug was saying, we've got weight loss guides. We've got how to balance your gut for health, longevity, and weight loss.
All right. What's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Three people died late Saturday when a single-engine plane crashed into a house in Hermantown, Minnesota, minutes after it took off from the Duluth International Airport. Two people inside the home were not injured. The death toll from Hurricane Ian climbed past 80 on Sunday as embattled residents in Florida and the Carolinas faced a recovery expected to cost tens of billions of dollars and will take years to fix all the damage. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell on Fox News.
The biggest thing that we knew and what the governor's concern was being able to take care of the people that were going to be in the way of the storm's path. And so we prepositioned the largest amount of search and rescue assets that I think we've ever put in place before.
A fishing tournament on Lake Erie resulted in the champions getting caught for cheating by stuffing weights and debris into their fish. This all happened at the Lake Erie Walleye Trail in Ohio. USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through the charts for the week of September 26th to 30th. Michael is also, for those of you who are thinking, oh, I've heard him before somewhere else, what's he doing? He has a very popular song called Idiots, and it's being played on lots of radio stations around the country because it has a home in the hearts and minds of most of us.
It's a tribute to the dumbing down of America.
Oh, my God. Isn't that amazing? Unbelievable. Yep.
Idiocy is on the rise.
It really is. And it's laughable, but yet it isn't laughable.
Right.
You know, the cause of many of the demise of great civilizations comes from lack of education. You'll be happy to know that in part this program is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Michael has a small business. I do. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach. Easy to use mobile apps. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com or just at progressive.com. Good to know
that sort of thing. Okay, so meanwhile, back at the list, I wanted to spend some more time on number three, Michael, if we could. We went through the people list, right? Did we finish that? Yeah, we did finish that. Hmm. Okay. I want to make sure I haven't left anything, no stone unturned. The parent company of Facebook has announced it's removed two covert operations stemming from China and Russia that are focused on U.S. domestic politics and the midterm elections. Can you imagine what have we created with the Chinese? The fake Chinese accounts that are meddling in our midterm election. We have all kinds of things going on that are just bad for our country that originated with the Chinese, and we blame them. But do we really blame? Should we be blaming them? Should we be involved in blame at all? Do we fix the problem? Is greed the problem? Is human nature the problem? But, you know, there's a problem with the Chinese and all of the things that we, are dealing with now that we've kind of turned everything over to them in terms of manufacturing. It's really, I ask myself, because I was criticized by someone when I used the term greed, Michael, a few weeks ago. I was talking to the audience of whatever program I was doing at the time.
What language was this one in?
This was in English, thanks very much. Fine. Yeah. So anyway, the idea of greed and what motivated our companies to go to China in the first place, they made it, the Chinese government made it easy for us to go and have things made there. And we were happy to do it because we could make more money, bring more to the bottom line, because that's what the job is of CEOs of companies. They're supposed to bring profits to the stockholders, right? So how could that be wrong?
Right.
And yet, look at what we have. Right? I mean, look at it. Look at the Facebook thing. By the way, did you see that Zuckerberg has fallen to have half of the wealth? The Forbes list this week shows him losing half of his wealth since last year.
I think we should put together one of those charity things for him.
Right. GoFundMe.
GoFundMe. I could think of the words.
Yeah, right. It's only worth $80 billion now or some other foolish thing. All right. So anyway, but the Chinese thing, do I overstate or do you think there's other talk?
Well, I find it very interesting how all of a sudden now with the Russia-Ukraine war, our problem with China is no longer as big a deal
as our problem
with Russia. So a lot of it depends on what you focus on and what you want to worry about. The China problem is a problem that we share with China.
Mm-hmm.
Both the U.S. and China are so dependent on each other
for
both of their economies that there's a partnership in this frenemyship.
What a great word. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I didn't make that word up, frenemy, but it's applicable to this.
Yeah.
And you know, it requires honesty. I mean, many, many Americans are supporting China because they feel that that support results in them being supported.
Mm-hmm.
They get products that they think are cheaper. Their companies are making more money, that they're invested in the stock market. It's complicated.
Yeah, it is.
China is not an enemy where we hereby declare we own that land. Mm-hmm. You know, or
Russians.
The Russians are sort of like a 20th century throwback, even though they are very dangerous in the cybersphere, just talked about.
Yeah.
The Chinese are like 22nd century warfare. It's like, okay. The difference between Russia and China is profound. And the world is far more, it's more dangerous than we realize, but it's dangerous for reasons that the average person, including yours truly, don't fully understand.
Mm-hmm. I don't think any of us do. And that's part of the problem. We're not doing a good job of educating youngsters in school as to international relations. The school systems in this country has just fallen flat, and we still keep paying, throw more money at it, because that fixes everything, and it doesn't fix anything. frankly. It doesn't fix anything, as we can easily see by the results of throwing more money at the educational system, and the youngsters are doing worse on their tests. And then that's not a blanket statement. A lot of youngsters are doing well because they're motivated, but the problem with education, as it is maybe with life, is motivation. We take the motivation out of life by making it easy for you to do nothing and make a living and survive.
Well, that's, part of it is how we raise our children.
Yeah.
But it's interesting in terms of students. Some of the best students in America are from China.
Yeah. Right. You know, watch the... if you watch, we were kidding about Jeopardy, but if you look, why there's a college, I think, version of Jeopardy, and there isn't one American name on the dais. It's always a Chinese kid, an Indian kid, and somebody from Brazil. That's it, you know.
Well, do you think maybe that's because the people that book Jeopardy are trying to be politically correct? Or that
possible?
Those kids are smarter than.
I think in part it's a little of both. Maybe, bit of both.
You always have to wonder what the motivation is for the things that appear to be symbolic of reality.
Yeah, that's very true. You're such an astute observer. That's good.
Well, that's my job.
Important. All right. Exactly. Yeah. It's important.
I mean, other than that, I'm boring and dumb.
I don't think either of those two things is true, but we'll take that into consideration.
I don't take myself too seriously. I appreciate your nice comments, but the fact of the matter is, I'm very lucky to have the career that I do, and believe me, there are many people that
are we all. When you think about it,
Yeah.
What do we do for a living? We're creating nothing out of thin air. You can't see what we do. You can hear it, but you can't see it. You can't feel it. You can't touch it. It's just noise. Right?
No, I'm not going to say that. I will entertain. I will be the backboard upon which you can throw that pickleball.
Okay.
I am not going to necessarily agree with it, but I see it as a valid idea.
It is.
Yeah. But there is such a thing called intellectual property. Mm-hmm. Words have meaning.
Yes.
There is worth to this type of creativity. It's just that if you're doing something, whether you're a farmer or you're a broadcaster, if you're doing something that you enjoy or that you feel has a purpose and people rely on,
life worth living. It does.
Then it's different than punching a card, working for the man, and living your life in terms of looking forward to the weekend.
Yep. Ah, what an awful way to live. Okay, number two this week, the economy. The Senate voting to try to figure out how to fund the government yet again. How many times have we talked about this over the last 20, 25 years? There's not been a budget for decades. And they keep kicking the can down the road, which shows you how completely inept these people are. Yes? Is that the discussion?
Or inept the voters are that put them in power, the media is that doesn't hold their feet to the fire.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or inept we all are in thinking that it really matters. How do we have good times and bad times within times that have the same problems in terms of the dollar and the future of the economy?
Yeah.
How is it that we get deeper and deeper into trillions and trillions of dollars worth of debt that ultimately will destroy us in some hypothetical fashion, and yet we have, this is a great year, that was a bad year, this is a great 3 months. How do you put those two together in your puny little human brain?
Yep, hard to do, isn't it? Yeah. Rand Paul, some people say he's the savior of this. Joe Manchin, he's the savior. Chuck Schumer, he's the savior. Who in the world knows who the savior is? Bernie Sanders was happy this week. He said that the vote was a victory for the survival of the planet.
The planet's going to survive. What we have to be concerned about is the human race.
Yes.
That is a mistake. We have to save the Earth. No. We have to save humans. The Earth will do very well with us or without us.
Billions, hundreds of billions of years, and it's still cooking away. It's doing a fine job. Okay. All right, in a moment we talk about what Michael is doing with the asset he has in the MH interview series. Let me help you understand what it will take to keep you safe, sound, secure, and healthy.
And it's pretty simple. All you have to do is go to the website, toploss.com, and follow the bouncing ball of info about Calitrin, the natural weight loss formula that specializes in helping you keep the weight off once you lose it. There are all kinds of daily deals that you can find as well, ways for you promotionally to get a hold of Calitrin, use it, help yourself, help your family, help your friends. You can do all kinds of things, crash diets, operations, that sort of thing. Then you got to keep it off. Keep the weight off. Calitrin is a proven way to do that. No side effects. So go to toploss.com, the website, as I say, use the discount code Doug, get free shipping, and also whatever their deal is, 90 days free at the moment. Check it out. Lose the weight. Be safe at toploss.com.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-364-1031 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-364-1031. That's 800-364-1031. What do you have to lose? Call 800-364-1031. Again, 800-364-1031.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Attention, do you suffer from severe fried chicken-related cravings? If so, Kentucky Fried Chicken's $6 two-piece drum and thigh combo may be right for you. The combo contains tasty chicken, creamy mashed potatoes, a flaky biscuit, and an ice-cold drink. Side effects may include more money in your wallet, happiness, and the urge to lick your fingers. Order KFC's two-piece drum and thigh combo on the KFC app for just $6. That's finger-licking good. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Tax extra.
Okay. Good job, Michael. All right, let's get to the interview with Glenn Beck this week at mhinterview.com. What did he tell you you didn't know?
He told me things that he thinks that I didn't know he thought. I don't know if he told me anything I don't know, but, it was very interesting. It's a great conversation. Beck is
he's a very interesting guy. Oh, yeah,
he's very interesting. And when you get him in a situation where he's the guest and not the host, you can get the best out of him. And,
I can't control him. He can't control the situation, so.
He's a showman. He answered all my questions very honestly and directly, and, we talk about politics. We talk about the media. We talk about journalism. We talk about a thing that he wrote a book about called The Great Reset, which is an ominous partnership between businesses and governments and could lead to global fascism and all that stuff. And
He's a conspiratorialist.
To a certain degree.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with being
a very interesting guy, no matter what.
All investigative journalism is based on conspiracy theory. It's the abuse of it that people like Alex Jones have given it a bad name.
MHinterview.com is where you find Michael's interviews. Check them out. It's 10 before the hour here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen on your side, at your service, if you will.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Chucker, I've told you the story of visiting the palace of Saddam Hussein in Baghdad, and as you drive into the palace, there is a Flintstone village that was built by Saddam because his grandchildren loved the Flintstones. did I tell you that story before?
No, but I mean, I'm assuming off the top of my head, some good comes from bad, I guess, huh?
Yeah, right. In this circumstance. All right, yeah. So what are we doing with the Flintstones?
The Flintstones cartoon premiered this day in TV history, September 30th, 1960. I used to watch the syndicated repeats before I went to school every morning when I was a little kid, probably first grade or second grade. I watched the Flintstones. I think it aired on WPIX Channel 11 at like 7 o'clock in the morning. And then that was followed by McGilla Gorilla.
Oh, my God, yes.
I remember that very vividly. And then I'd be off to school.
Yeah.
But I love the Flintstones.
Gorilla.
And it borrowed heavily, obviously, from the Honeymooners in concept. But if you like cartoons with at least somewhat involving stories, the Flintstones was actually really good. It was very well done.
Very nicely done. All right, so we have a weekend upon us. We have new movies to consider to see this weekend.
There's a horror movie called Smile. that's being released. That Paramount Pictures is releasing this film. Now, what they did is they were going to stream it, and then they said, hey, let's test screen it. They test screened it, got a really good reaction, so they're going to put it in theaters. And I'll tell you a funny story. I think I told you this off the air. Last week, I'm watching the Met game. I'm a Met fan. I'm watching the Met game in Oakland. They're playing the Oakland A's, and there's this woman who is standing, sitting behind the dugout, and she's smiling weirdly. And I'll keep looking at her with my friend. I go, "This, look at this lady. This is crazy." But I didn't realize that that was a paid performer.
For the movie.
Smiling in front of the camera behind home plate, promoting the movie. And it's really actually a really good way to get buzz, for especially for a horror film. I think it's worked. And it is tracking at a $20-plus million opening weekend, which is really good for that type of film.
Amazing. All right, the next Planet of the Apes. This would be something that will be in your wheelhouse. The cast has been unveiled.
It's called Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. It will take place years later following the rebooted trilogy. An actress named Freya Ailin, who's co-stars with Henry Cavill in the streaming show The Witcher, has been signed on to star. I'm not very familiar with her work. Having said that, I love the original five Planet of the Apes films, the first four. I think they're iconic, thought-provoking, groundbreaking science fiction, especially the original film with Charlton Heston. I like the reboots a lot, but if you're going to do this, I just think it's time. Why don't you just remake the original, get a really good actor and a good director? I think that's really the story.
So who would you put, if you were the director, who would you put as the star?
Well, years ago, when Tim Burton rebooted Planet of the Apes before this other reboot, Mark Wahlberg was a star, and he was completely miscast, and Tim Burton was the wrong director. Back then, which was about almost 20 years ago, I would have cast George Clooney in the Heston role of Taylor.
Really?
And I would have loved to see James Cameron, who did Titanic and Aliens and Terminator, as the director. That would have been a great movie. They just miscast in Burton, who I like a lot, was just the wrong director for that material. But the last three Planet of the Apes movies were actually really good. I liked Rise a lot with James Franco. The other two technically were brilliant, and they were good. But I'd like to see a remake of the original film.
All right.
One other thing I want to point out. I just read Bruce Willis, or the people who handle him, has sold the rights to his digital twin, meaning they could take a digital print of his face, superimpose it on another actor's body, and then make movies.
Wow.
That way. I find that bizarre, no?
How much are they paying for it?
I don't know, but I don't like that story.
Wow.
I just find it.
Well, that's the way.
It's just weird.
It's well, but there's a lot of talk about holograms and recreating John Wayne.
I mean, they could do it. I mean, they could make a John Wayne movie. They can do it.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
Yeah. Well, it's like radio. There are people who are getting voice prints of people like me to recreate me. Or others who are doing this for a living.
There's only one you, so why would you take the one you and recreate you?
Yeah, what kind of chaos does that create? Right? Think about it for a minute. That's me. But artificial intelligence is getting a little ahead of ourselves, I think, with that. All right, Chuck, I look forward to checking out box office totals after the weekend. 59 past the hour now on the Good Day program.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time.
That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.